Leslie, you have probably been in a real whirlwind in the past month since the Tony nominations were announced.
I mean, it's a dream come true. This is the literal dream. You want to be something when you're a young actor. You want to be in something that feels like art. You want to be in something that people care about. You know, icing on the cake is to get any kind of recognition for that kind of thing. So this Hamilton is the trifecta. It is really all of my dreams coming true at once.
I read that you began singing into a tape recorder your parents gave you when you were a little guy at 5 years old, almost 30 years ago, in East Oak Lane, where you grew up. And your formal theater training began here in Philadelphia at Freedom Theater. Isn't that correct?
That's right. Freedom Theater started it all, yeah.
When you went to Freedom Theater, were there several things special that you said, you know, I really, really, really want to do this?
Well, to walk in the doors at Freedom Theater at that time, Tom Page was running the program. And to walk in the doors every single day, Tom would stand outside and greet us. And he would say, what's the password? And we would say, I respect myself. And he would say, you're beautiful. So there was a discipline and a pride and a self-reliance. Just taught me all of the best things. You know, I still consider myself a Freedom Theater actor. I'm a proud Freedom Theater actor. I was a kid with a little bit of talent, but Freedom gave me my first dose of discipline, my first dose of craft, and got me thirsty, you know, hungry for more knowledge. And it was also Philadenko too, Philadelphia Dance Company. Freedom would do this thing where if they would see certain kids that were kind of advancing to a high level, they would send them to Philadelko, who they believed had just a little more resources to give you that really good foundation of technique, you know, dance technique.
Well, it wasn't long before you were on Broadway in Rent. How old were you, 17 or 18 or...?
I was 17. Yeah, I was 16 when I auditioned, and
And you had been at the time a student at Masterman High, right?
That's right.
In Center City.
I showed up at that Rent audition not expecting to get it. That was not in my mind at all. I just showed up sort of for the experience, and I thought it would take me, you know, maybe 10, 15 years to book the show, so I should start the process now because I really wanted to do it. And somewhere in the middle of that dance audition, I was like, I'm keeping up with these adults. And I had no reason to think that I would. So no one was more surprised than me when I booked the show. But yeah, that is a direct correlation with the training that I was getting at Philadelphia, at Freedom Theater, at Kariamu and Company, which was this African dance company that I was dancing with. It was just, I was getting opportunities everywhere I looked to perform and to train.
Leslie, I was going to ask you if you ever get back to Philly, but you are coming back to Philly because you're hosting the Welcome America show on the Ben Franklin Parkway on July 4th.
I can't wait. I hope that I get to perform a little bit. We're just trying to work out scheduling for that, if we can get a rehearsal in. But I'm so excited. It's a strange experience kind of being in this center of this hurricane, only 2 hours away. But the schedule is such that, you know, I'm so close but so far from Philadelphia. So I'm going to take the day and I'm going to come to Philly and I'm going to see family and friends. And I hope people will come out and people that I haven't seen in many years and just say hello.
Thank you so much for spending some time and talking with us. And the best of luck on June 12th, Tony night.
Thank you so much.